Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Our trip around the NFC South continues. We're now checking in with the ATL. And for that, we go to one of our favorites, the Orlando Ledbetter, Orlando Journal-Constitution Falcons B writer. How you been doing, D? How's life treating you?
Treating me good, Steve and Bobby. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, D, you know, it seems like everyone in the NFC South, how can we affect the opposing quarterback? Okay, the Falcons, the Panthers, the Saints, Bucks. We all need edge rushers. How are we going to affect the opposing quarterback? Well, damn it, it seems like the Falcons are all in. We got to go and address this in the first round to get after the opposing quarterback. I mean, is that a fair assessment? Because they better hope they work out because what they gave up and they think maybe Fontenot, that they hit the right picks and the right players to do that.
Yeah, no doubt, Bobby. They were stunned when Jalen Walker fell to them at 15. They were all set to take Pierce out of Tennessee, but they went on and took the Georgia player for the first time ever in the first round or even a second round. So they did that. And then because they still wanted Pierce, they gave up their first-round pick for next year to go up and get him. So they doubled down on a defensive end, pass rusher, and, you know, they've been perennially in the bottom quarter of the league in their pass rush over the last 10 years. Last time they had a double-digit sack person was Vic Beasley in 2016. So, hey, the fans are excited. They think the kids can play. We'll see if they can get after the quarterback and give the Falcons a pass rush for the first time in a long time.
Well, D, a lot like the Saints, though, to rush the passer, you still got to be able to stop the run. Looking at Atlanta, what they gave up 4.5 yards a carry. It's not 3.5, it's 4.5. That's a big difference. And a lot with the Saints, you got to be able to stop the run. You can't be in the bottom four in the league.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to get to some pass rush situation. You know, they did lose Grady Jarrett. But they had drafted Ruka-Roro the year before, and hopefully, you know, they're hoping he can play for him alongside David Oyelamala. They still have him, and they, you know, they got some other guys in there: Contavious Street, Tyquan Graham, guys like that will be counted on to help stop the run and be a part of the rotation. But yeah, that's part of it: stop the run first, so you can get to the passing situation.
You know, D, a lot like the Saints. I'm looking at whether it's the Bucs, Panthers, Falcons, and you look at depth or cover guys. That was a strength for the Saints last year. You look at the cornerback position. When we had a lot of more, you had Paulson and Deebo. Now, like, I don't know if we can trust these young guys. Well, I know the Falcons could trust A.J. Terrell, but the other side, now that's kind of been unfruitful. It kind of, I guess, remains a carousel, a huge drop-off. So what have they done with the cornerback position? Because not only their cornerback position, but everyone in the NFC South, it seems like nobody has enough cover guys.
No, you can't have enough CBs, no doubt about it. They did re-sign Mike Hughes, who was the starter over the on the other side opposite of A.J. Terrell. They drafted Billy Bowman out of Oklahoma, and they're going to move him to nickelback. He's going to have a shot with Clark Phillips in there at nickel. And they drafted a safety, Xavier Watts, to help out Jesse Bates back there. So, yeah, if Hughes can, you know, be more than average, which he did for the most of last year, they think they're okay. They did sign a kid, Kobe Bryant, out of Kansas, who was a three-time Big 12 guy, highly thought of, but didn't get drafted. So they got some guys that they're going to run out there and try to mix it up and see if they could scheme up some things and go at it that way.
Now, looking at the linebacker position, before I go on the offensive side of the ball, Caden Ellis, we all remember him, very similar to Zach Bond and his contribution, what he's able to do with the Eagles. But Caden Ellis, to me, how he contributed with the Falcons, he turns 30 this offseason. He was just his versatility and consistency. He brings that to the table as a playmaker. Who's going to compliment Caden Ellis at that linebacker position?
Yeah, well, they signed a kid that was starting for the Raiders, Devon Diablo, and he's well thought of. He's more of a speed guy. He can take some backs out of the backfield and play in the run game. He'll have to beat out JT Bertrand, the second-year kid from Notre Dame, who got some action last year and looked promising. So you got a couple options up there, and then you go to your UDFAs, and then they signed some kids there also. But, yeah, Caden Ellis and Diablo are the veterans going into camp, and then Bertrand would be the number one backup at the inside linebacker spot for them.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, what about Michael Penix? Obviously, they're counting on him, and I think he's very promising as far as I think what he's going to achieve. And then you got probably the highest paid backup and Kirk Cousins right now. Well, when you look at the quarterback position, because Kirk Cousins, why would he bitch? I mean, I'd go along with the floor, be the greatest player coach, considering how he's being compensated. I know he probably would want to still play or have that opportunity. But how do you view the quarterback position right now and the depth and what they're going to do going forward, whether they're both there for the whole season? But what is your projection for Michael Penix and also Kirk Cousins with the team?
Yeah, Michael's an unquestioned starter. They are talking about him now in the offseason, taking more of a leadership role as being their guy. So we're going to, go with that. He played well in the three games he started. And, they didn't want to play him this early, but it worked out that they did. And Kirk is kind of in limbo a little bit. The trade market's dried up. Just the Steelers is a possibility. I can't see them trading him to the Saints. Some people did play for the Saints and the Falcons, like you, Bobby, but I don't see that. So he's in limbo, and, you know, if something happens to a quarterback around the league, then all of a sudden, he could be trade bait in that sense. So I think they got to hold on to him to training camp until something happens, whether they're being stubborn about it or not. But then he's a heck of an insurance policy because, Michael Penix did have some injuries throughout his college career there,
right,
at Indiana and Washington. So in that regard, it makes some sense to keep him as the high-paid veteran backup. You already paid him the money, and he's a pro's pro. So, it might not look like a good, smooth situation. It might be a little awkward. But that's where they're at right now at the quarterback position. They did sign Easton Stick, who's a backup who hasn't really played a lot in the league, but he's been a backup and been able to function in the preseason and mop up duty there for the Chargers. So and they have Emory Jones from Florida as a fourth quarterback. He's more a running guy that could probably make the practice squad that'll help you get ready for teams where you play a running quarterback.
Now, D, what is your take? Because, projections, you live up to expectations, and maybe you're getting your feet wet and you're going to maybe take that next step. And the question I have for you, if I look at like 2021, 22, 23 drafts, okay, I want you to comment on all these individuals. Considering where he was drafted, Kyle Pitts, the tight end. Could he be amongst the best tight ends? I don't necessarily say NFL history. I want you to comment on him. And then look at Drake London, the big receiver he is, considering where he was drafted. And then Bijan Robinson. Could he be a Saquon Barkley? Because those were all studs and projections. Now, I think they've been good to very good, but they haven't been unbelievable. Well, what's your take on those three players?
Yeah, Pitts is he had a good rookie year and then three not so good years. The 1 year with Matt Ryan, he had 1,000 yards receiving, and it looked like he was headed on his way to be a pretty productive tight end. That hasn't happened. Now, all the chips are on the table in his fifth year with a chance to show himself in the league that he was worthy of that number four overall pick. They bypassed Jamar Chase, Penei Sewell, and Michael Parsons. And,
yep.
In retrospect, that looks like a mistake. Drake London has been productive no matter who's been the quarterback. And he was taken before Garrett Wilson of the Jets. So I think you're okay there. And then, running back at eight, that Saquon was the only running back taken that high in the last, 10-year cycle. Then you got to go all the way back to Zeke and so forth. But I thought he almost had 1,900 yards. Want to see him score more? Hasn't broken up the big long runs. I think his career high 37 or 33, something like that. So he hasn't been the home run hitter that they said he was when he got drafted. But he has been productive. He has caught the ball out the backfield. He has. They have leaned on him at times, and now they're going to have to lean on him and throw the ball play action-wise off of his run. So they both got room. They all got room for improvement, and Pitts has got the most room for improvement. He needs to show that it means a lot to him, that he's going to work hard, that he can play fast all the time. That's what they're saying. That's what Zach Robinson told everybody today. So, you need those three guys. If you're going to make a leap in this division, it's going to be because of this offense is unstoppable, and it's going to have to get unstoppable with a guy that's only started three games, and he's got to lean on those three draft picks that they have amassed, and they got to be productive and put points up on the scoreboard.
Now, D, speaking of expectations and looking at the NFC South, it's not the NFC North, but you look at the NFC South. The Saints, obviously, this is definitely post Drew Brees. We're not necessarily in that hunt. But when you look at Tampa Bay, they're trying to win the division 5 years in a row. Do you think Atlanta's ready to overtake them? And where are they at? Because I know Arthur Blank, he's all in. I don't know how much patience he has. But what is you think right now Atlanta's ready to overtake Tampa Bay? I mean, to me, until you beat the guy, until you beat the champion, then it makes you a champion. But right now, what would convince the public that the Falcons have taken that next step to overtake Tampa Bay in the NFC South?
Well, Bobby, a whole lot would have to go right on the defensive side of the ball. When you add all the draft picks and the free agent signings, they've added 8 new players that are going to play, including Jordan Fuller, a veteran safety who's been around the block, as a steady possible safety back there as you get Xavier Watts ready to go. You got to hold that cornerback we talked about, and then right. The middle's got to be firmer. So, you know, when you see that, Bobby, over time, when we see that you got 8 or you know, 7 or 6 to 8 variables in play, you don't hit on all 8 of them.
Right.
So, you know, that's good. If they hit on everything and all these guys are right, the Diablo, Jordan Filler, the draft picks can play and they all come in and do their thing, then you got a defense. You just got to get out of the bottom. Get to the top 16. And that would be the way they would have to take overtake Tampa. But common sense and history tells us that that's too much change in 1 year. You got it's a 2 or 3 year project to put a defense together. So that's where they're at. They got to outscore people while they're trying to bring that defense along.
D, always appreciate your time and the breakdown of the Falcons, man. Thanks so much.
All right, D.
Thank you, Stephen Bobby. Take care.
The Orlando Ledbetter, Atlanta Journal-Constitution Falcons beat writer joining us there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.